The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
Let's stop for a while. Now, I said prayer is communication, right? And the key word there is communication. My communication, I'm talking about a progressive interaction between two people with one goal in mind. You and God have the same goal. What is that goal? That your expectations will be met. That is all you come to prayer to do. You know, there are times when, because you love God so much, you just want to be in His presence, you just want to pray, edify yourself. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about aligning yourself to the will of God on this earth. Whether you like it or yes, you are going to be here for quite a while. And while you are here, you have expectations. There are things you want to do. I mean, our church, we want to build, we want to grow. We want to make money. Don't think money is carnal. When you have it, you know it is very important. We want to make money. We want promotion. We want to get to the peak of our career. We want to get married. We want to have children. We want to be able to send our children to the best schools. There are things we need. And so we are going to pray about it. But what we know, or what we are sure of, is that when we come to the place of prayer and we want to take sides with God, He wants the same thing with us. He is on our side. Let me give you an instance. If you're a last born here, let me see your hand. Are you serious? Meaning you're a last born. You grew up too fast. You're not the kind of last born I'm looking for. Last born, on your point, is alive. Pastor. Amara, you look like. Think man, you look like them. Who else? Last born. They like. Andy. Your own used to talk sometimes. Remember, you cannot be last born. I'm talking of all those kinds of last born that are troublesome. Before you are finished looking for their trouble, they are in daddy's room. You understand? You just touch their heads. Well, I'm going to tell that. Before you can close and open your eyes, they are there. How do they go to tell that? They know, whether they did something wrong or not, they are not second guessing whether that is the support of them or not. They just storm into his room. They may not even knock, just barge into the room. Daddy, Sister Ozoma beat me on my head. You will now think your father will be reasonable. You are sure, my father is a very intelligent man. At that instance, he will not be. The next thing you hear is, Ozoma, why did you beat him on his head? He's not thinking again. He doesn't even want to know. And you're trying to defend yourself. Daddy, you're not even asking what he did. And he's like, I don't want to hear anything. Don't touch him again. Fine now. It's over. And the small team will come out of the room. A winner. And you are there. It's paining you. That is how you go to the place of prayer. That your God, your Father, He will support you. Yes, He will support you. I don't care what has happened. Just go there knowing that if I tell my daddy about this thing, he's on my side. He will support me. So when somebody is denying you something, you want something and they are denying you, all you know is, wait first, let me go home and go and pray. By the time I come back, you can't say no. I believe this thing so much that nobody can say no to me. I believe it so much. I said, if I want it, I will get it. The only thing I will not do is to do something illegal. But if I want it, I will get it. Why? Because I have all the qualifications? No. But because I know that if I tell my father, he will support me. So what do I do? I take sides with him. You see, God has a plan for everybody. No matter how miniature you think you are, no matter how small you think you are, you're not a pastor, you're not a minister, you're not even a worker, you're just a normal member. This is your first time coming, you've never been here before, you're not a church person. I don't care. God has a plan for you. But we are confident that God's plan for us is good. Of course, you have to trust somebody so much to leave everything in the person's hands, right? That is how you trust. Because we are sure. Pray in the spirit wherever you are. Pray in the spirit wherever you are. Pray in the spirit wherever you are. I came to change something about your prayer life. I came to change how you go to the place of prayer. Go like a stubborn last born. Because you know, once you barge into that room, Daddy will give it to you. So you take sides with him. You insist on his will for you. We are confident in his will for us. We are confident in his plan. We are not second guessing whether he wants good things for us. I mean, this person gave you his most precious possession. Think of that thing you love so much, or that person you love so much. Think of that person that you love so much. I'm not giving the person up for anybody. I don't want to know how much I like you. If I love somebody, I'm not giving the person up. But God gave you everything. He emptied his account for you. Why won't he give you the most basic necessities of life? This morning, you've not heard me. I said God's will for you is good and perfect. I want you to trust him completely, because I don't know what else, what other proof of love. When your celebrities and your influencers, can you hear me? When they are doing giveaway on Twitter, on Facebook, they can come out today and give 100,000. When that 100,000 they give, just know that there's 10 million somewhere. They won't give you that one. Right? Tomorrow they will come out and share 1 million. It means there is 100 million somewhere. They won't give it to you. But God emptied everything. He gave you his son, his all. He gave you everything. The funny thing is, you did not even beg for it. You didn't ask for it. You were very insolent about it. You did not even know that you needed it. Pastor Goody was teaching us of forgiveness. You see, Izojoro, we did not merit it in any way. At all. When you walk and they give you something, it's a reward. This one is not a reward. Somebody just looked at you and decided, you, I will not let you go. I will not let you go. He did not stop there. He gave you everything. Why do you now think or doubt that small money you are asking him for? You want to know his will on the matter. Are you okay? What other will? Your spirit and the spirit of God are one. You received that when you gave your life to Christ, right? So, how does your spirit have a different will from your spirit? Are you a mad person? It's only a mad person that does what he doesn't want to do, but he can't control himself. You're not mad. So that thing your spirit wants, that thing you want, is what your father wants. And he's not checking. Hey, he gives to all men liberally. James 1 verse 5, right? He gives to all men. He's not checking whether you deserve it or whether you are qualified. Somebody told me something stupid, that if all of us ask God for money, who will now be poor? If you want to be poor, go ahead. He said, okay, that God has to balance the world. Some people have to be rich so that there's Why will it be me that will be the one that is and balance the world? Why me? Why is it you that will use to balance the world? This life no balance. My own is balanced. If the life not balanced, you are the one standing on the side that is not balanced, not me. Sometimes I just tell people, watch and see. Watch and see, because there is a kind of way you will grow. You become abnormal, they take you to the lab. But just watch and see. Give me time. This me you are seeing, you will not recognize me. I tell people, insult me now, because the time is coming when you will knock before you see me. And when that time comes, don't think I will now say, yeah, no. You follow due process. If you feel form, you feel it. So don't take yourself for granted. Why? We are going somewhere. Why are we sure of this? We know our Father's will for us. So what do? We take sides with him in prayer. This is why we pray for long. This is why we pray for long. You see, we're in this world where we are. People do all sorts of things to get what they want. But we can do only one sort of thing. We talk to our Father. We will not go to the shrine. We are too big for that. We will not beg. We are too big for that. We cannot do those kind of things. It's not possible. But we will talk to our Father. We will barge into his room and report to him and tell him, can you hear me? And tell him, Daddy, see, oh, this is what I want. He said no. We know he's not even going to ask, Yusuf, calm down now. No. He's not reasonable in that aspect. Anything I want, he gives it to me. God answers prayers. I'm saying this for somebody. God answers prayers. He answers prayers. Say it. God answers prayers. Now say, God answers my prayers. He answers prayers. Pray in tongues wherever you are. On it. If you don't insist on it, you will not get it. I don't know what you came to Zoe for, but I want to announce to you that God is on your side. Together, the both of you would insist on his will for you on earth. You are looking for. Until you get it, you don't stop. Why? You are taking sides with God. In prayer, God is not the problem. Can you hear me? God is not the problem. He's not the problem. He's on your side. You want money, he wants it for you too. You want good health, he wants it for you too. You want to do ministry, he wants it for you too. There is somebody here, you want to heal the sick. The passion is so strong in your heart. What do you think he wants? He wants you to do it too now. Eh? God needs a man. He needs you. That is the truth. Somebody else, you want the teaching, I don't want to call it anointing because it looks like something that is coming from God, but you want to know how to teach. He wants the same thing for you too. There is no qualification process. You don't need to write the exam in this kingdom. The world system is structured in such a way that the best people get everything. The rich keep getting richer, the poor keep getting poorer. So if you don't improve on your skills, you don't add this degree, you don't add the certificate. In this kingdom, ask. Ask. That's all. Ask the Father. He will give it to you. Just ask him. When you ask him, he will give it to you. But you may not see it immediately. Why? Because you have to insist on it. You stay with it. Prayer. You stay there. You continue praying about it. Not because you are not sure whether God has given. He has given it to you. That one is settled. That's not what we are talking about. We are talking about taking sides with him. To insist. insist on his will for you. Papa was telling me something 2 days ago. He said, some people may never understand the decisions you take. They may never understand why you left a job of 350,000 for a job of 150,000. They may never understand why you quit your job to start up your own thing. They may never understand why you left your father's church to join this church. Your father's church, they have building. They used to send people to on scholarship. You left that place and you came here. We don't have money. People may never understand. But in the place of prayer, conviction is better. When you get that conviction, you stay there. You stay there. We are sure of what we want. We are sure God wants the same thing for us. I don't know what other confidence you need. I want to change how you go to your prayer room. You know the way we were brought up. If you want to pray, you are appealing. You don't know if God wants to give it to you. And they taught us about permissive will. If you keep insisting on your will, God will just give you. Anything you see there, you take it. You see the truth then? Even if I make a mistake, in that mistake, God is there. He will bring me out of it. I'm like that stubborn last born that went to look for trouble. God will still support me. It is not true. It's Nigerian film that will tell you, if you don't do this one, you will not make it in life. Check it. Let us check it. All the people that you deem as successful in this world, how spiritual are they? It's not necessarily true. So why do you allow life to cheat you? Why do you allow life to cheat you? You have the ultimate power. You are still second guessing it. Is it his will? It's not his will. Why you are second guessing that? Me, I have gone. I have gone. No. The rest of us will pray. Early this year, God showed me some specific people in this hall. I will remind them of Dogza 2020 years from now, not now. I already have a clear picture in my head. I know the way the hall will look that day, and I know the way everything will happen that day, and I know what I'll be preaching on that day, and I will remind them of Dogza 2020. That was where everything changed for them. There are two people like that. So when you come to meetings like this with your expectation, your expectation bag should be heavier than your bag that you brought. Come, ask the Father. He will give it to you. It may look too big to you. Or it may even look like a futuristic plan. Ask him. Ask him. There's somebody here, you have a family situation. And they have told you, it must happen. In fact, you are beginning to see symptoms of the same thing already. Place of prayer, you are weak. You are weak. I'm not saying you are weak because you've not gotten results. I'm saying you are not insisting on your will. What do you think God wants? You are sick here. What do you think God wants? If you think like this, you will not wait for any man of God or anybody to come and hear. You know, take it. You know what God wants for you. So take it. Take it. Take sides with him. Take sides with him. Let's go to Romans. There's something I want to show you. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Are you there? We are going to pray a lot today. In this session, we are going to pray. And some of you will begin to see that thing you came for in this session. It will not be on Sunday. It will not be on Sunday. It will not be on Saturday night. Now. Now. Because you are going to change your mindset when you are coming to pray. You know God is your partner. I had a vision that was in... We are still in school. I was still in school then. I think my final year or so. That day, Papa was in my room. Me, I think I dozed off. I even slept off. I didn't know. I don't know anything before I slept. I saw it like it was in a dream. It was a round table. I think I've shared this story before. It was a round table discussion. I was there. Papa was there. There was somebody else there. I couldn't see the person's face. Do you know what we're doing? We're discussing, but in tongues. We were exchanging. It was a progressive interaction. I would talk. The person would talk. Papa would talk. So I woke up. I asked Papa, are you praying? He said, yes. I said, ah, okay. But at that point in time, I had not even understood how powerful tongues was. But that vision showed me that in the place of prayer, you are praying in tongues. You are praying. God is praying. You people want the same thing. I told you, prayer for me is a progressive interaction with one goal in mind. What is that goal? My expectation will be met. What I brought to the table will happen. That is what prayer is for me. I mean, apart from the times when I just want to be in the presence of God, I just want to spend time with my lover. That's apart from that, when I want to align myself to the will of God for me, there is one end. My expectation will be met. I said you should open to Romans 8, right? Verse 26. If you are there, please. Okay, we have it on the screen. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Let's stop. He helpeth. That help there does not mean he will do the job for you. He's partnering with you. He helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. This knowing not what to pray does not mean you don't. It doesn't mean that you don't know the will of God. It means you don't know how to go about it. You have a project at hand, but you don't. All you know is you want this thing to pull through, but you don't know how to go about it. The Spirit helpeth our infirmities. He partners with us to do what? But the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Verse 27. Who is with me? Oh, verse 27. And he that searcheth the heart. Who is searching? Whose spirit? God's spirit. What is he searching for? He knows everything. So who is searching? And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Capital letter S. That is the Spirit. So who is searching in the first line? You. You are the one searching. You don't know. All you know is, I want to have my healing. You don't know if it is Papa that will pray for you. You don't know how you should go about it. Should you go for the surgery? Should you not? You don't know many of those things. But your spirit, when you are praying in tongues, what does your mind do? You are trying to pick signals, right? You're just praying. You're trying to pick. Before you know it, a word comes. You interpret it. You prophesy. At that point, you are in prayer. You are searching the Spirit of God. Your mind, though, because your spirit knows what to do. Your mind is searching. Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Of course, we know that the will here of God here is the will of our spirit. Where the problem is in your mind. Because your mind is the carnal one. Your spirit is one with God. You're not confused about anything. This verse, I've heard somebody using it to preach that all this prayer we pray is not necessary. We don't need to pray for long. I just make a simple prayer to God. Father, give me a car. And that's it. God is not deaf. It's true. God is not deaf. He's not blind. He's not dumb. But how about on this earth? If you were in heaven, you want a car, you can just say it and it will appear, Abby. But you are here now. You need money to buy a car. And then you don't want to buy any kind of car. You don't want to start with keke. You want to buy a car. You need money. And it's not 100,000 naira. It runs in millions. How would the money come? You need a job, right? Not any kind of job. You need a good job. So you don't use your whole life to save for a Camry 2.2. You need a job. How do you get the job? Somebody has to give you the job. You think you are the only one looking for the job? No. Have you gone for graduate training exam before? They say only 2.1 in first class. You now think, may I have a good result? I have a 2.1. I'm sure I'll get the job. You reach there, 5,000 people. They will not see your face to know, okay, this one is a believer or the person. They don't know you. They just give you the exam. By the time they are sorting the exam and sorting the scores, your name might fall out. Or you are writing jam. Okay, admission. Let me use admission. Think of how many people are looking for admission with you. You think you're alone. You're not alone. You want medicine. You want law. You want mass comm. More than 1,000 people want the same thing with you. So, I don't know. Some of them have connection. My daddy knows the VC, the place called. They've gone, they've left you. You don't know anybody. Your father does not know anybody. His connection stops at your gate. You don't know anybody. In fact, sometimes you will get the high score. They will still not give you the admission. What do you think happened? Somebody else has replaced you. I will not tell you the name of the school because Anyway, I will not talk. I went there to their admissions section. I was standing there. They were not answering me. I was waiting. I was even vexed. Two small people just came. One boy and one guy. I think a brother and sister. The girl just came. Good afternoon, ma. The woman said, ah, my dear, how are you? I'm fine. My name is so. My daddy said I should come and meet you. Hey, are you the one? Okay. Which department? She said the department. The woman just pressed the keyboard, deleted something, and typed the girl's name. Thank you, ma. The girl went. Admission has come like that. You are there, reading all night. You are jacking. You have A1 in math, but when you write jam, you don't understand the score they are giving you. You are there reading. The same thing happens in jobs. You will read for the exam. You will practice for the interview. You will do everything. In fact, by qualification, you are the best candidate. I went for an interview now. The boy just entered. The HR manager just looked at him. Please go out. You can't do the job. Where I was like, ah. I was afraid on my behalf. And funny enough, I entered the place. The first thing the woman told me is, how old are you? My confidence just went down. Ah, this one, they're asking me how old I am. At the point in the interview, she told me, you look too frail. I don't think you can do this job. Same old way. Me, look frail. In my mind, I wanted to ask, do you know who I am? Me, frail. She said, you can't do this job. This job is for rugged people. In my mind, I said, madam, I'm rugged. It's not rugged. You know, this woman intimidated me to the point. I said, thinking, am I sure? It's not Agbero interview I came for. Tell me now. Let me know, because I cannot do that one. God knows. But this woman intimidated me. At the point, she called me a Munachi. I'm not convinced you can do this job. By that time, I've spoken all the things I saw on the internet. They say, if they ask you a question, you say this one. I've done everything. I've used the company core value, the company mission and vision. I've put all of them in my answer. I didn't know what to do again. Thank God for prayer, because in fact, it's prayer that put me through. She was right. I look small, or I look slim. You know, my when you people are praying for expectation, people are praying for a car, but people are praying for husband, house. Me, I pray to get fat, because the insult is too much. That is my expectation. This is the way. I said the insult is too much. My younger brother, I'm older than somebody before him. Somebody looked at me and this small boy and said, are we twins? I'm older than this boy with like 9 years. They looked at me head to toe and asked me if I'm twins with that boy. Me. So that's my own expectation. People should help me and pray too. It's not only you that will receive miracle. So sometimes you are up against the world. Can you hear me? You are up against the world. There are 5,000 people looking for the same thing you are looking for. You want to buy a Venza. You think you are the only one. Do you know how much a Venza is? Who has an idea? Do you know Venza? But you know Maserati, Sha. How many Maserati did you hop in? Who knows what I'm talking about? I know you will know. Isn't that you again? You want to buy a Venza. When Venza came out, it was 8 million. That is one of the cheap ones. Maybe you want to be driving Toyota Camry 2.2 all your life. We want to buy big cars now. But we need money. Where are we going to get 8 million from? We need a job. That job, that big job you're looking at. Many other people, senators, children, want the job too. But how do you insist and get what you want? You take sides with God. Why are we taking sides with him? Because we know that he wants the same thing as us. Our spirit and his spirit are one. We take sides with him in prayer. That is how to put your feet on the ground. If not, they will play you like badminton in this life. Push you to this department. I did not want that one. They now push me there. Oh yeah, come. They'll push you to another one. That's not the one I want. They now put me there. That is what you'll be telling every day, every time. I wanted to do this one. The woman now said no. I wanted to go here. They say no. Continue. This prayer I'm talking about, only you can do it. Only you. It's you that knows how it is in your heart. Papa can pray for you. But he has told us before, when you receive words, they will not happen until you pray them into reality. Some of you have the unction of God so strongly, but you're not doing anything. One person you have not healed. Evangelist himself is fight. If you stand in front of somebody, you are shaking your legs. Will the person answer me? Will the person not answer me? Some of we girls will now use put our face fine so that they will have our attention. I mean, we'll have his attention. You don't go for evangelism like that. You're not afraid of anything. You're not afraid of anything. Do you know what I'm bringing for you? It's me that will be begging you again to receive Christ. Are you okay? I'm telling you that you're a sinner. That God, Jesus has died for you. You're doing shakara for me. Me that I'm talking to you, I've received my own salvation. If you like, stay here. If one person that I've gone. So when I am coming to meet you, I'm not coming to beg you to listen to me. You will listen to me. What I'm giving you is life. And I know that you are an ingrate. You are not grateful for it. But God still gave it to you. What can we do? We will share it. We will give you. So in the place of prayer, that confidence you used to be. Let me give you another example. Give me two friends. Two very good friends. You know. Amongst us. I mean best friends. That everybody knows. I don't think everybody knows you people. Some of your friendship is on your WhatsApp status. That's where it starts and ends. I mean two best friends. Example is Pastor Casey and Pastor Izu. Let me tell you why I'm using these two people. We cannot vouch for two of them. I cannot vouch for Pastor Izu as you are seeing him like that. So I don't know what he's to go and do in the park. But I know that if Pastor Izu is coming home one day, I go call my guy and he's running. He just goes to meet Pastor Casey. Guy, see what happened. One person for park, just collect my phone. What do you think Pastor Casey will do? His first question will be, who be that? Person named Chris. He did not ask, what did you do? He will not ask that kind of question. He will follow you. If it means to go and beat up the person, they will beat up the person. He will follow his guy. Abi, that is how you go to the place of prayer. But that if I go and meet my father and tell him, he's not going to ask, confess your sin. Can you hear me? He's not going to ask, did you confess your sin? Did you give to your name? He's not going to ask all those questions. He is on your side. And his will for you is perfect. I've said this thing over and over again. Because there that is still doubting God's will. You think that thing you want is too much. You think it's too much. How can God want me to be a millionaire? Me that is like this. But you want to be a millionaire, Abby? You want to heal the sick. You want to do great things. You want God to use you in your centers, in your school, in your workplaces. So why would he want it? I keep wondering what God is using those things to do. Why would he give it to you? The book of James said you should ask, anybody that wants anything should ask, nothing wavering. As what Pastor is, he's going to tell Pastor Casey that somebody took his phone. He is sure. He's not second guessing. When I get there now, will Pastor Casey be on my side? He support me. That's not what is on his mind. All he told them at the back is, man, go call my guy. He will come back with his guy. And you people give him his phone. That is it. In fact, if Pastor Isu is not enough, he will come and call Pastor Chidi. He has men. He will come and call Pastor Chidi until he collects his phone. So you're not going to meet God to check, does he want me to have this thing? Does he want... Please, pray in tongues wherever you are. God said, I should tell you that he loves you. Hold that one. He said he loves you. Keep praying. Keep praying where you are. Keep praying where you are. I don't care where you are coming from. I don't care how it is to be in your family. You say you want to move. You will move. You will move, but you have to insist on it. You have to take sides with God. You have the greatest partner. What is your name? I keep forgetting your name. Brian. God said I should tell you. He's taking you places. He has not even started. Somehow in the spirit, I see where you're coming from. Religiously, I see where you're coming from. But he's just starting. He's just starting. Brian, that height you want to get to, you are getting there. You will do that thing you want to do. That thing, you will do it. He said, I should tell you. Keep praying. Is it money that you need? Ask him for it. He wants to give it to you. And he's going to show you how. He's going to show you the steps to take. He's going to show it to you. Come on, let me hear you praying. There is somebody here, your problem started from home. Your mother wrote you off. She has sworn that you'll be useless in this life. And you do not believe in yourself anymore. Hey, don't lose sight of what God wants to do for you. Don't be afraid. Hey, be encouraged. Don't be afraid. We know he's on our side. We know he's on our side. And so we take sides with him. And we insist on his will for us. It is not too much. Ask. He said it is not too much. It is not too big. Ask. It's a simple thing. Let him that asks will receive. There is nothing else. Ask. Ask. You are sure he has given you. So how do you get it? You take sides with him. Keep praying. Stay on it. Stay on it. Some of you will do ministry. That dream you keep having, you keep seeing yourself preaching. You will do ministry. You will do ministry in that capacity that you want to do it. You will do it. Insist on it. That is what you want. So ask for it. Hey! God answers prayers. God answers prayers. Yes, he does. He answers prayers. He answers prayers. He answers prayers. Hey, he answers prayers. He answers prayers. He answers prayers. Don't be tired. Don't be tired of life. Don't ever make that statement again. You're tired of life. Your life that is just starting. You are on your max and you are getting tired. Hey, insist on your will. Insist. He has a plan for you. He has a plan for you. And we are sure that it is good. Insist on it. Receiving revelation gifts. Hey, she will flow in it so much. It will surprise her. Hey, I'm talking about you. you are. Are you not tired of where you are? God is not the problem here. God is not the problem here. Oh, God is not the problem. Insist on your will. Refuse. Refuse. Hey, refuse. Until you see what you are looking for, don't stop. We pray. We pray. We pray and pray and pray until we get it. We pray. Hey. You don't know what is happening here. You don't know what is happening here. Hey. Hey. I wish I had more time, but you have to pray. You have to pray and take sides with God. Yes, take sides with God until you see what you are looking for. Don't stop. He's not the problem here. Don't joke with your prayer life, oh. That is your only arsenal. Don't joke with it. Is it ministry? Pray. Money? Pray. Husband? Pray. Anything? Pray. Brother Val, I see promotions around you. I see promotions around you. Hey, and it's not stopping at that point to think. You are going higher. You are strengthened. You are strengthened. You are strengthened. You are strengthened. It doesn't stop there. You are strengthened. Hey, precious capacity. Capacity. You do much more. You do much more. You do much more. Hey, some of you, I don't know your name. I wish I knew your name to tell you what God has in store for you. Hey, pray. Insist on your will until you have what you are looking for.
Shikababu setali peshose lebaba shikabasotia. Who great baba shota la baba jibro.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.